It's disappointing, to be honest with you. It's, we had a top five run going with the Home Depot title, and that's for us here, that was going to be awesome, and I was pretty pumped up about it. And finished in 29, and he let me go in the middle of the straightaway and decided to dump me in the next turn. I don't know what his deal is with me, but it's probably not his fault. You know, his wife wears a fire suit in the family, tells him what to do, so it's probably not his fault.
What's it going to take to cool this feud down between the two of you?
I don't know. I'm going to go to NASCAR Holler, and I guess they're going to tell me what I'm supposed to do. So we'll just have to see.
What did Coach Gibbs and JD say to you?
Just tell me to calm down. You know, and we finished 13th, you know. I mean, we rallied back from 30th in two laps. So that was, I mean, at least we got something out of it. You know, it's not a top five like we should have finished. But, you know, it is what it is. It's just ridiculous that I don't know what I've ever done to piss him off, but he's apparently stupid.
Joey, you unloaded a lot of emotion when you came out of the car there. What are you thinking about that? Did you show too much, or are you okay with that?
No, he needs to know how I feel. No one lets me go up and talk to the guy. You know, I mean, if you get out of the car, you want to talk to the guy, see what's going on, and there's 6,000 crew members around you that you can't go up and talk to them. So, I mean, I don't know. I just have to settle something if you can't even talk to the guy, which there's no talking to him anyway.